Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, all my One Karma listeners. Tonight, we are going to be chatting with author Imani. And this is a first-time author. She's actually with One Karma Publishing, and I'm excited about that. I haven't told her yet, but her novel is on my top five list. So I want to make sure that I wanted to get her out and expose her to you guys so that you guys will know who she is and support her in this journey that she's taking becoming a first-time author. So we're going to interview author Imani tonight. So we're going to say hello to her. Hi, author Imani. How are you tonight?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
I'm excited. I think I'm more excited than you are. So I did share with everyone, and I didn't have an opportunity to share with you, but you are on my top five novel list. Congratulations.
I know, right?
You know how excited I was to discuss this story with you when we actually met once, you know, before we got everything finished. So you know how I was reacting to it, and I was excited, you know. So I wanted to make sure that, like I said in the introduction, that I exposed you to a lot of people because you are a great writer, and I'm definitely, I love the energy and the drive that you have with this work and what you put into this story. So I wanted to make sure that everyone understood how this how this process actually went, because, you know, we've had to break it up. So, but first, we're going to allow yourself to introduce yourself before we get into the juicy details. So, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself and share with everyone where you're from?
Well, my name is Felicia Holloway. I was born and raised in Alexandria, Virginia. I've been writing since I was 12 years old, so it's become a passion to me. I fell in love with books and stories at a very young age. So my imagination, I got quite an overactive imagination. So it's become a passion to me, writing not only about dramas, but hopefully, like, later on down the line, I can get into writing a bit of a mystery suspense type thing too. So this is exciting.
Oh, wow,
for
yeah.
Me. This is exciting for me. I cannot tell you. Forgive me if I go off a little bit, but
that's okay, honey. Be yourself. I'm all for it.
This is my dream, and I've always wanted to do this. My mom always encouraged me to reach for the stars, so I'm gonna try not to cry because it's also emotional for me too. So,
no, that's a great sign. You know, yes, I always share with people, you know, with me being a writer as well, it's definitely, I understand, you know, the headspace you're in, the emotional, you know, things that are attached with it. So I definitely get that. I definitely do. Well, congratulations on the release of your novel. I know that you haven't had your book signing yet, so we'll discuss that at the end of the interview. So first, I would like to, you know, ask, you did touch briefly on it, but I would like to ask, what made you start writing? Was there something that, you know, I've heard many authors say that, you know, there was a shift in their life, you know, that they use this as a form of an outlet or things like, you know, or something like that. So what made you start writing?
Well, first of all, I've always wanted to see my words on paper and just to have people pick my book up from the shelf and say, you know, read it and enjoy it. I mean, it does something to me. It makes my heart glad. To write, actually, it's sort of an escape for me from the real world. It's just to the rim of the characters. I love that. So it's sort of like getting away. Yeah. So it's sort of like getting away from reality and joining into the world of my characters. It's just, it's a feeling. Is beautiful. I love it.
Yes, I totally agree. I think that I've always told the authors, you know, to be themselves. Oftentimes, first time writers will come and say, well, do you think that was this? Or yeah, I'm like, no, write the way you want. That's one thing about being an author. It does not have to be sugar-coated. It does not have to be, you know, covered in any way. You can be exactly what you want, say what you want, do what you want in your story. So I definitely agree with jumping into the characters. I think that's one of the best things about writing. You can escape and you can kind of get into the mind of people, of your characters. I remember I had a character that I just, she was a character, like, not necessarily an alter ego, but she did things, she had the guts to do things that maybe women think or we just can't publicly do, or you know what I mean? So I kind of get that as far as jumping into your characters, because you can just do and be whatever you want when you're writing. And that's one of the amazing parts. So tell me, which character in your book is your favorite? Do you have a favorite character out of your novel?
Yes, I do. Her name is Chenille Winters. She's my favorite character.
Okay, so why? You know, for me, I'm going to play devil's advocate. You have quite a few characters that were really fascinating to me. And, of course, you have, I think every, I'm not going to say every novel, but most stories, they have a villain. We're not going to go into the full details, of course, because we want everyone to buy the novel. But you do have a villain that is a family member of your main character. So I'm going to actually say I like that character only because she was the one, she's the one that is kind of like the bottom feeder or the black sheep. I mean, you were able to do so much with that character, and I don't mean she was my favorite character as in I loved how she behaved. I just liked the creativity that you did with her character. So that's the so that was mine. But why would you say Chenille is your favorite?
Okay. So being that this particular character, she had a good heart. You know, her intentions were in the right. She wanted to do what was best for herself, and she loved her fiance, but she was a flawed human being. And yeah, so she, the fact that she went through so much, trying to keep her relationship together, it's like, you know, she wasn't perfect. And, you know, she, I don't know, I would say that she wasn't, she was strong emotionally, but then at the same time, she went through a lot. So she was one of those characters that, I mean, she had a lot going on, so.
Yes, she did, but I definitely agree with you. That was a great explanation of that. Now you're making me look at Chenille's character very different because, yes, I completely agree, you know, with the flawed and, you know, her intent. And you, so, yeah, I definitely understand that. I definitely understand that. But were there any parts of the story or do you have any regrets about any parts of the story that, I mean, that could be anything from something you should have put in that you didn't or vice versa, something that you put in and you was like, oh, I shouldn't have did that.
Well, yes, I can say that maybe I felt like maybe I should have put a little bit more of the sister's character, Charisma, a little bit more of her background into the story. She was emotionally disturbed. She had a lot of issues where, you know, she was jealous of her sister. But I felt like I should have put a little bit more of a background when she, you know, when she was growing up, just a little bit more to explain a bit more the reason she is the way she is.
Yeah. So you're meaning the part of the development part of Charisma. Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah.
But we haven't gotten that far. But you still have an opportunity to do that in part two. You can do that in part two. I'll just put that out there real quick. Okay, so, yes, you do. I think it's still an opportunity to do that because you can have, like, you know, flashbacks and things like that. So you still have an opportunity to do that. The story isn't over. I'm excited about that. I can't, you know, wait to get into the second portion of it. But I'm going ahead. I'm going to stop myself because I get excited talking about this story. So what are some, you know, I always ask writers, you know, if they have favorite authors, you know, whose work that they enjoy reading, or, you know, someone that, you know, they find as a great guide to kind of direct them in the right direction of how they want to write, or, you know, just someone's style of writing that they enjoy, or if there's someone they want to collab with, you know, if they were given an opportunity. Well, how about you? Do you have one that you, you know, you have a favorite writer, or someone you would love to collab with if given the opportunity?
Yes, James Patterson.
That's mine too, girl. Yes, I completely agree. Why do you like James Patterson so much? What is it about his writing style or his work that you what stands out to you the most?
Oh my gosh, it's actually quite a few things, but I like how he most of his books that I've read were always about some type of twisted psychotic serial killer. And I like how he goes into the mind of a serial killer. As I don't know, mm-hmm. as if he's in the serial killer's place. It's amazing how he does that. So
yeah, he has awesome creativity.
Yes. So
yes, I completely agree. I'm with you on that one. That's my favorite as well. Okay, so if you weren't writing, just say for instance you didn't have an opportunity to write, what would you be doing?
Photography.
Really?
Yes.
What is it about photography that you like?
The fact that, you know, I'm a nature kind of girl. So, taking pictures and stuff, you know, capturing the beauty of, you know, God's creation. That's my thing. I love that. I take a lot of pictures now. I mean, but it ain't with no professional camera. It's with my phone. But hey, it's I take pictures, you know. But that's what I like, you know, to capture the beauty of simple things of nature, you know.
Wow, it's all art. So I do think, you know, some people may feel that those things are very different, you know, avenues, or, you know, different areas, but I really don't think so. I think it's all art. So I mean, I could definitely see that, and I love the way you explained it. That's amazing. You're too big for me, honey. Okay. So I do want to kind of just touch a little bit on the story. Like I said, I don't want to reveal too much because we want everyone to go out and get it and definitely support you. So I will just ask just little basic questions. You don't have to go into full detail. Okay, so you have Chanel Winters, which is the main character, and her sister Charisma. Like you explained with Chanel, you know, you kind of explained how she was as a character in the book, in the story. Okay, so she has a fiance. What is it in this story that you feel, where you get into the area of Chanel being flawed? Kind of name some things throughout the story that kind of definitely make those characteristics stand out in the story about her being flawed.
Well, remaining faithful is like one of the things for her. It's like the biggest issue for her. The thing with her sister, I want to say that maybe she, instead of to work on her relationship and revealing, you know, to her fiance what happened, she gave in to her sister on so many levels. Like, she knows how her sister is. She knows how twisted she could be. She fed into a lot of the things that her sister did. Her sister is basically an instigator. So I think she could have handled the situation a little bit differently. She invited her into her home. She already knew what her background is, and that right there, she already knew that would have opened up a can of worms.
Mm-hmm.
So that right there, that enough said.
I completely agree. Yes. Okay, so now I know you mentioned that her sister Charisma, that you kind of wanted to go into a little background. We're not going to do that in the event that you actually work on that in the book. But let's go back, because, you know, I did want to share that this was definitely a journey. And why don't you share some things that you've learned during this process? Because, you know, with this process, the author is definitely participating in every aspect. You know, unlike some other publishing companies, you know, I felt that it was important to do that. What were some things that you learned during this process, of course, that you wouldn't have guessed or wouldn't have known actually happened during this process?
You mean as far as the whole creation of the story, or their whole getting the book out there to
Yes, like the whole publishing process, you know, the aspect of the editing, you know, just everything in general. What was like, you think was your, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Well, I can tell you the greatest, like the area, the whole showing versus telling part that really stood out to me. And I think that that's something that I would need to work on. I mean, not only because the editor or publisher might have, you know, mentioned that to me, but I saw, as, you know, when I was reading over the book, that's something that definitely needs to work on.
Uh-huh.
So as far as anything else, honestly, nothing else comes to mind right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I will say that I did realize, you know, even with going through the edits and things like that, that I mean, it's not uncommon that, you know, when going through the editing process that there are errors that's going to be found. But even when, you know, you were reviewing, you were still very thorough. Not that you shouldn't be, but you were actually good at it. Like you noticed when there punctuation was missing and things like that. Was that something that you learned through reading other novels, or did you actually learn that, you know, as far as, you know, just kind of like training?
More so reading through novels.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I think if you're an avid reader, you do kind of catch the way things are, the setup of what a book is supposed to, how it's supposed to be set up, and you will catch punctuation and things like that. That was one of the things that stood out to me. I've only had maybe two other authors. Well, I'll say three. You know, three that was just as good as that. So I can always, the avid readers always stand out. So that was one of the things that I did notice about you as well. You know, not only were you catching, you know, things, you were also, you know, you were able to say, you know, this should be this or this, or should this be this and this? You know what I mean? That sort of thing. So that was one of the things that whole process is supposed to do. So that was one of the things that stood out to me as far as what you were catching and things that needed to be corrected, so that, you know, you were good at that as well. Okay, so when telling your story, I'm going to throw something else in there. When telling your story, do you feel that you are better at being creative with your story or embellishing?
I think I'm very good with the whole creation of the story.
Mm-hmm. Okay, because I think that it's always good to hear how an author feels about themselves as a writer. So you would be surprised how many people would say, I can embellish anything. Like if I was to give an author a topic and kind of give them something basic in a paragraph, they can embellish that to level 10 and make it sound completely different, or just, you know, expand it in a way that it just stands out and jumps off the paper. So creativity, not saying that creativity isn't important, but there are very few writers that can embellish well. You know what I mean? So, I mean, I'm sorry, that can be creative and do that well. I think that you are the creative. I would say that. So I definitely agree with that. That's good that you actually noticed that about yourself as a writer. So that's awesome. So we had some issues with the first book signing, but we do have one scheduled. You want to share the date? Is that going to be a public event or a private event?
Well, the upcoming book signing event will be a private event. It's going to be on July 25th at 6 o'clock p.m. in Woodbridge, Virginia.
Yay! I know you're excited about that. This has definitely been a journey, and I'm excited for you. I wish I could come. Please take lots of pictures. I love pictures. But before we ask you where the books can be purchased and, you know, store appearance and things like that, we do have a caller on hold. So we're going to bring this listener on the line to see if they want to say or ask you anything.
Okay.
Hi, caller. Your phone number ends in 2535. Do you have something to say to author Imani? Hello? Your phone number ends in 2535. Well, she's not answering, he or she. That's okay. But what we'll do is we'll go over where your books can be purchased and things of that nature. You can go ahead and provide that information.
I'm sorry. Say that again. We got your signal.
That's okay. You can go ahead and tell the listeners where your book can be purchased and what your plans are as far as, you know, getting your book out there and promoting yourself over the next few months.
Well, my books will be sold on Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble online. I will be traveling and doing some store appearances in the upcoming year for book events.
Yay! Now, that's one of my favorite things. I always tell the authors, get your face out there, you know, get to know your readers, get to know people. So, yes, definitely take advantage of that and get yourself out there. I'm really excited for you, and I'm happy for you. Congratulations again. Is there anybody out there you want to give a shout-out to or want to thank? Go ahead. You have that time.
Yes. I would like to get a shout-out to my sister, my very close friend who's encouraged me through this process, to go ahead and scream because she's right here next to me. Hey! I also want to give a shout out to my friend who's not online right now, but she will eventually hear this. She is also a really good friend of mine. Her name is Dahlia Cuero, because she's been through this process with me step by step. Even when I felt like it wasn't that great or wasn't good enough, she pushed me along, and I just want to give a shout-out to her and my mom, because she's also has been a support to me since I was little, from day one. So that's about it.
So is that it? Anyone else?
I think that's it from this end.
Okay, thank you so much once again, author Imani. Glad to have you on the show. Can't wait to get to book two. I'm geeked. I probably will start reading it before we start working on it. But I'm so excited about getting into it and, you know, really getting into the meat of the second part of this story. But I will share that when she submitted her novel, we had to break it up because it was so long. So that's why there is a part two. It wasn't like she had the part one and then she had been working on part two. She actually created part two and didn't even realize it. So, yeah, this story is amazing. You guys, please go on to Amazon.com right now to purchase her novel, A Twisted Betrayal. And, again, this is author Imani. Our next interview we're going to have will be at the Indiana Black Expo for a first book event on Saturday. I will post the time of the interviews. We're actually going to be interviewing random authors who are actually participating in the event. So you guys want to listen in and check the One Karma Publishing Facebook page for that information and what time that will be. Author Imani, honey, thank you for joining me tonight and doing this interview. Good luck to you, and we'll talk again when we can discuss book two.
Thank you.
You are so welcome. Have a good evening. Bye-bye.